have a basketball program that we all expect to compete for Big Ten and national championships year in and year out.
There's no other way to look at it. It's one of the better jobs in the Big Ten.
Final four! I didn't think you was going to be this good, but it feels good!
Welcome on in, everybody, to the boardroom. Maddie here alongside Josh, Johnny, and Sam for our final and always least favorite podcast of the year as Illinois drops it to Kentucky 84-75. Deep breaths, everyone. Deep breaths. We obviously have a lot to talk about. I know Twitter and our group chats are already buzzing about who's coming back next year. We'll get to all that. Let's talk about now first, and let's maybe spend the second half of the episode talking about the future. But yeah, one of the seasons of all time, I think, is the big takeaway. Again, Robert Sweet kind of summed it up the finest. You kind of finished exactly where everyone was picking you to finish. The expectation was kind of right on the button, and I know it's not a good feeling as we're chatting here a couple hours after the game, but like, 'twas a season.
Yeah, it was a season. It stings right now. It really is sad that it's over, and it's sad that KJ's gone. Will's, I would say, 90-something percent gone. It just sucks. And the game itself, I don't know, was not a pleasurable viewing experience. For three of us who went to the game and Josh watching from home, everyone who watched, just it was tough. It reminded me a little bit of the Loyola game, and just that, like, you were like, the game wasn't over, but you were still like needed to get over a hump just to really make it like a short sort of possession game. And just they came out of the second half just like Kentucky was guns blazing, and we did not match that intensity. And we were just climbing up a mountain. It was not fun. So
yeah, you guys didn't get to see the halftime interview with Kylan coming out of the locker room. I think it was Tracy Wolfson was the interviewer, and she like kind of like laughingly said to Kylan, being like, heard it seemed like a very like loud locker room environment, and like was kind of implying that Brad was yelling a lot. And then Kylan's emotion, which I think he just consistently shows, like no matter the time, besides when he gets an and one, is was very even keeled, kind of like just very calm and not like energetic, one would say, in which like you kind of saw that play by everyone coming out of the first half. But yeah, like they took it to us right at the start of both halves, and we couldn't climb back at any point. I think this weekend kind of embodied the entire Illini experience for the 2024-2025 season, in which there was very much bright moments, and like your freshman could come and show out, and then in 48 hours later it could be a completely separate story. And I guess that is why we are no longer playing basketball this year.
Yeah, and that's just like what happens when you rely on freshmen usually, yeah, right? Like, they're going to have good games and bad games. Consistency is tough. And here we are.
Volatile. So, volatile, yeah, is a one way to describe it.
It's good to have sophomores like Tommy.
he's starting his upper. He's going to get to be an upper, big boy upperclassman.
He doesn't have to deal with that like sophomore slump. That's the good thing.
That's true. He's just getting his junior jump. It felt so helpless. Just, Johnny and I are talking at half, and our Johnny lead turns to me and goes like, all right, just first couple minutes, like, let's just kind of chip in. It's like, yeah, we got a little momentum, going into the second half there, aside from the Jake Davis trip three and Ben Hummerkaus almost circus three quarters court shot. And it's just such a helpless feeling as you're sitting there, and it's just like 4 for 4, 5 for 5, 6 for 6, 7 for 7, 8 for 8, I think they've missed on their ninth attempt. It's just it felt so helpless there, where it's just there was nothing it felt like that Illinois could do defensively to stop Kentucky from making a basket in the second half. And Illinois was going toe to toe. Like, Illinois was scoring, obviously, at a pace under 100% in the way that Kentucky was for the first 6 minutes there, but it felt helpless slowly watching it die out.
Yeah, and then you have the Kobe Bray heater. That one hurt. And I mean, it came back to like some of those turnovers in the first half. Like you were just digging yourself a hole. And I guess it really was almost a 3-point game at half until that foul on the three. But yeah, the just field goal after field goal. And then it didn't seem like we were rebounding as well as we could have. And then, yet. Still, we had a little bit of a vintage John Gross fake rally going on at the end there. We got screwed by our own 2-minute rule, which that was just a foul on KJ. Like he should have been shooting three free throws. But yeah, it did seem like it was like one step forward, two steps back. Like there was that play where we got the rebound, and I think maybe we were about to cut it to like. Maybe we were down eight, and then the ball gets stolen from KJ in the backcourt, and then they score and make it a double-digit game again. And then Trey White has the open three in the corner, and he misses it, would have cut it to seven. Like it just wasn't in the cards for us, but it was disappointing. And that's just you sometimes losing the tournament, and that's what happens. And we
Yeah.
just got to be there in the trenches with our guys, but it
Sometimes
sucks.
it happens, Johnny.
Yeah.
It does happen. It just I don't want to do like the compare losses. But where are you guys at after this one? Again, I know that we are not in the dust settled mode yet. I know we're kind of still in like the very raw, and again, I know everyone, us included, we're saying, "Hey, we met the expectation when we beat Xavier on Friday night. Like, everything is gravy. It still hurts now. This definitely is not the most painful loss of all time. This is not the most painful loss of all time, just regular season or postseason. I feel like I've come out of regular season losses feeling more upset, just in the sense of, oh, we could have had that game. Like, there were very few moments in that game where I really felt like, all right, we're gonna find a way to do things that Kentucky has been able to stop us from doing in terms of turning the ball over or hitting shots. Like, I never felt like, okay, we are the better team here for more than a couple minutes at a time.
That Trey White corner three could have turned the vibe, but
But it didn't go in.
No.
But it
Yeah,
didn't.
I
But
mean,
it didn't.
I think at every moment, like Lamont Butler stealing it from KJ, like the game played out.
Exactly.
It wasn't meant to be. There wasn't a rally that I don't know. It was fitting the way it played out. It played out like very on brand with the season, with the team, with the end result.
Yeah, and Maddie, to your question, I would say like Loyola hurt so much
There's
more than
no, there's
this.
not, that's what I said. You
That
can't rank. There's
like
no,
Sam
there's
sent
no.
us a text a week or two ago being like, "Hey, I'm still thinking about Loyola." Like and he's right, honestly. Like the fact that Io and Kofi on the same team didn't make a Sweet 16 together was really difficult. But even I think Houston probably hurt more than this too, just 'cause we as a fan base too were just like waiting for that postseason moment. Last year, having that in our like rear view mirror was probably very helpful in dealing with this loss today. You know,
Absolutely.
it felt like there was a lot less pressure on this game, and that had we won, it really would have been gravy for this season. It still stings though. It's still really sad knowing that some of those guys aren't going to be on the court. But I also feel like this team didn't roll over at any point. Like there was still a minute left in the game, and you could still see these guys busting. So I appreciated the effort, at least that, yeah, I don't know, fake rally or not, they were still like giving it their all.
They didn't roll over, and it was an honor to watch a tournament game in person. It was so fun. I forgot what it's like to see Brad in person. Like, he's so demonstrative, illustrative. Like, and
Yeah,
I
he
meant
almost kicked
that
it earlier.
tonight in kind of not the greatest way, because there were moments where he just hits the scorer's table. It's like, I love my coach, man. Like, he rules. Like, did you guys see the video of him in the post game press conference? And he's just talking about, like, I mean, he does the stereotypical at the end of the season that most coaches do. It's like, oh, we're family. But he talked about how, like, if I'm alive in 25 years, like, these guys can call me. I hope they can call me. So you do forget, like, You do forget just the level of emotion sometimes that they do put into it. So yes, they did not fold. There were multiple points this season that this team could have folded, most notably after the Duke loss, after some of the back-to-back Big Ten losses. Like, dudes who have not played a lot of college basketball did not fold, and I respect the hell out of them for that.
And I did love the Will Riley tears at the end. That was like, as we were going through the handshake line, all I was doing was like looking
Yeah.
at Will and KJ to be like, these guys are probably processing right now. This is their last college basketball game ever, their last game for Illinois. So it did make me happy to see that they cared and that it mattered to them. Will at one point just towel over his face because he didn't want people to see. And you saw Kylan being a leader, kind of putting his arm around him. Obviously, it reminded me of the Io trying to put the chin up with Andre
Yeah.
Curbelo. But I do appreciate the emotions. It was weird. We didn't really have a senior on this team, but you know a lot of guys are gonna be gone.
Or not.
Yeah.
You never know. Like, it's not fun to speculate. We're gonna speculate because
Yeah.
we have nothing to do.
Yeah.
Because this is, I was thinking about in the car ride home. It's like, shit, this is the end of our sports
Wait,
season, not really.
let's not get to the
I'm not.
speculation part of
I'm
this
not. No,
episode
I'm just
yet.
saying. Like, I'm not speculating. I'm just saying. Like, what I was saying is, I'm not like really a baseball fan. I'm not really like an NBA or an NHL or a golf fan or a horse racing fan. Let's like
F1, soccer,
F1,
MMA.
soccer,
You just named like 12
MMA,
sports that are going to
bowling. What am I missing? It's not the Olympics this
Cornhole,
summer. Cornhole. That I
NASCAR,
like.
Joey Chestnut.
Joe. That I like. That I like.
Yeah.
That's
He's
actually.
good on July 4th.
I'm good on good.
Yeah.
I'm good on July 4th, boys. It's one of my most fun days of the year. It's just like, damn, all right, there's just nothing for 7 months now. Like, our sports season is kicks off, it kicked off this year with Illinois kicking off against Eastern Michigan in football, and ended a couple hours ago. So I always feel like this is a tough moment of reflection, a tough pill to swallow, where you're just like, all right, that was the season. The season is over. And it's no comparison. We're gonna do the pulling rank of when we went to college thing. It's no comparison when we were in school. There were, two win football seasons followed by, ending basketball seasons, not even in the month of March. So the fact that we got to go to March 23rd this year and into March whatever 20 whatever last year, like in a 10 win football season, like fucking awesome revenue sports season. But yeah, it definitely hits you a little bit where it's like, all right.
We play Texas at, I think, 9 p.m. tomorrow. Is that what it
That
is?
is true. You know what? I stand corrected. I when I say revenue sports, the
Yeah.
two the big two, but I will absolutely be tuning in tomorrow night. Let's go shock the world.
Shock the world. What stinks right now, and there's a lot of parts that sting in itself when a season ends, but it just stings the most knowing that the majority of the Illini fan base, when they look back at this season, they'll be like, we had 2 one-and-dones. We bowed out in the second round of the tournament, and the player that was drafted in the lottery, I feel most people will have a negative opinion on. And those people don't know ball, don't know how much I enjoyed. And I said it early in the season, and obviously it tailored off a little bit when he got through more Big Ten games, but how much fun it was to watch KJ play basketball. Because I mean, what he did on the court there was very, very special. Like, there will be obviously the moments where you remember turnover after turnover, but like, I mean, it can't be easy coming from European basketball and coming into the
Yeah.
Big Ten as an 18-year-old and just showing out. And I mean, the dude, like, on multiple different occasions, like, was on triple double watch constantly. And it's just like
Two
he was
nights ago.
two
Friday.
nights ago, and lest they forget that. Like a bad game against an athletic team with more experienced tournament players, and that's going to be the lasting result that some people have in the back of their minds.
I don't think, again, like when you think about Illinois last season, the last thing that is not is your in your mind is not Illinois getting throttled by UConn in a 30-0 run. No, you think about the Elite Eight season. If people want to have that taste in their mouth, like, and
They're
that's what they
miserable
want to
to be
remember,
miserable.
then fine, then so be it. That's fine. But the four of us here, and I think a majority of Illinois fans, will enjoy the year that we had with KJ and with Bull Riley. And there's no Like this doesn't change that for me. This is one time where I will not invoke RB and recency bias will not will I will not fall I will not. Hey, we got one more episode this year. I gotta plot all the bingo
No, we
cards.
got three more.
I
Three
gotta
more to hit
plot all the
bingo. We
bingo
gotta get.
cards
We we're
here.
almost at bingo.
You know, I gotta pull them all out. Was he a frustrating player to watch? Yes, absolutely. Was he a really good player that's gonna go make a lot of money that was mock drafted the Bulls last week? Also, yes. Would
I
that be
don't
the
wish that. I don't wish that on him.
going to the
As a,
Bulls? Yeah,
yeah, as an
well.
Illinois fan, I want our guys to do the best. Probably, maybe the biggest disservice he did for himself was playing so damn good at the start of the season that like
Unfair expectation,
it
for
was kind of
sure.
like we can maybe go as far as he takes us sort of deal. But he was just a really good player throughout,
College
especially for an 18-year-old. Probably the
basketball.
best. Oh, go ahead. I was gonna say like one of the best freshman players
Yeah.
I can remember.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was just the expectations got so high because he spiked in draft boards so quickly that then we just were like, oh, he's going to be a first team All Big Ten player,
Right.
an All American type player, because we've had multiple All Americans, but those dudes were all juniors, or
Yeah.
Kofi was a sophomore when he was an All American. So it's hard to reconcile that.
You
But
would have to be very lucky at this moment last year to know who KJ was to have that type of feel. Like,
yeah, exactly.
no one knew who he was. We
Yeah.
were going for Igor Demin right after the season. Like, it, like,
Yeah.
to have that type of expectation on a player and then you leave that in your sour taste in your mouth. Ugh, shame on you.
Yeah, but I mean, we could still look back. The like bragging rights game, awesome. The Purdue game, he was awesome. The tournament game where he almost had a triple double, he was awesome.
Awesome. Yeah.
Tonight, not his night, like most of his teammates. But you know what? Hopefully, his legacy is also just first one and done guy, does great in the NBA, European pipeline. More guys want to play at Illinois because of Kasper Siakoshonis. That's what his legacy is. And same thing with Will Riley. Hope he kills it in the NBA. And hope they speak so fondly of Illinois in a way that really like boosts the program moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, I completely forgot to mention.
Oh my God.
That's
That was a five out review.
a
Yeah.
blue ball. I think it was like that at the for people that's watching at home too, because they got the same mic audio, right? Like it was like a pilot who was flying from like Sioux Falls to Denver, and it's like, hello,
Talking on a potato.
this is your pilot speaking. It's a Kentucky ball. We can't. KJ was fouled, and he should have three free throws, but we technically can't. We can't do that right there. So I'm just gonna
I'm excited for this bit in June.
pretend like no one can hear me. Are we doing pods in June this year? Are we?
Yeah, I can't wait to add nine players to our top 48 list of Illini players in the Brad Underwood
Oh
era.
God. Oh, we do need to do that. Yeah.
Can I get a mulligan? Can I redo my list? Like you were asking me like deep in the off season. I feel like my brain shuts off.
No,
Like,
I think this is going to be a good year to do it because you contextualize how much you love players on a good team more than maybe guys who were good on a not as quality of a team, right? Like Marcus Domask and KJ had similar stats,
Right.
but I think almost everyone is going to remember Marcus as a player that they loved more just because, like, I don't know, when you're the second best player on an Elite Eight team, it's maybe more fun and you have more big moments. So,
Absolutely. That's fair, but the better player, it's kind of not really a much of a toss up, or you're saying, Johnny, like where you would objectively rank the two players, KJ would
yeah. And
theoretically go
like,
a little higher.
yeah. And like talent versus production too, it's difficult. But
Right.
so
Gary.
that could be a fun summer
He might
exercise.
take some spots that we were saving for like Greg Aboigbedean. Is that what, did
Carey,
you?
I don't know. Carey's more talented than like Greg or ADLR, but his contribution wasn't as
We
high.
don't make the Elite Eight without Greg Aboigbedean.
Say it again, Josh.
We don't make the Elite Eight without Greg Aboigbedean.
Can you explain that to me? What part of
Get
the
like
Elite
butterfly
Eight
effect?
run
The
did
butterfly
Greg?
effect. Butterfly effect.
Okay,
Like if I don't
okay.
sneeze and scrape my knee on the sidewalk in June of 2002.
If I don't yell at Anthony Cowan,
Yeah.
Derek
If
Queen
Chris
doesn't hit a
scoring
buzzer beater
27
tonight.
points, yeah.
Correct.
He doesn't see Greg play. He's like, this is really bad. Like, I need to help these people.
Yes.
I need to get this program. So should we now move into the speculation portion of the
Whoa,
program
wait,
then? Because
whoa,
we're
we got players to talk about.
wait,
Oh.
wait, wait. Also, too,
We're
I was
already
gonna say
ranking.
it was sad. I was so excited for the victory lap. If
Oh.
we were to win this game, just there were some bookmark tweets that I had. There were some Brad haters that I was so ready to go after. And you can't victory lap after a second round season. You know, you can't victory lap after 12-8. That's just like we had talked about. That's a transition year. You met expectations, but that's
Yep.
not like something to brag home about. So now we have to wait until next year. We have to wait a full 365 to go scorched earth on the Brad haters, but
I don't know. I kind of think we shut most of these perceived
No,
Brad hairs that they do exist. Like,
there's the
what
failed
ground are they
experiment
standing
people.
on?
There's the failed experiment people, and those people can get out because
Failed
this wasn't
experiment.
an experiment. Because we lost players. Something
Yeah,
had to be done.
exactly.
Like
Yeah.
we had to like
And
part of
they're
it.
going to the NBA, and they're going to the two of them are going to the NBA.
I'm starting like
Going
where the
into the
experiment.
game.
Like
I know.
Brad
And
had
two of
to
those, yes,
start from
I know.
scratch.
And two of
He
those
had to start from
replacements are
scratch.
going to the
Yeah.
NBA
Right.
now.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. But like, I think everyone was going like after the season end last year. No one's like, let's pencil in, put in Sharp, not pencil, Sharpie in Dane's name to the starting lineup. Right. No one wanted that. Right. And so he made a decision for himself to be like, okay, I'm not going to be sharpied into the starting lineup here. I got to go. And so he did. Luke was like, I get to go home and play for like the university that like my whole family roots for. And he decided to make that decision because he also was probably not going to be a starter at Illinois. And so Brad had to replace. It was an experiment that like he had to do, right? There wasn't like any like
Yeah, it was out of necessity.
I think what
It wasn't off.
people
Yeah,
are
go ahead.
saying though, like don't go the Euro route, go the transfer portal route. Don't, these guys that you're flying to Europe. Ooh, and who's this
Okay.
guy? That is the, I'm not saying that that is a fair criticism. I think that that's what people are critical of, whether
Okay, so
that's
we didn't
fair or
try
not.
hard enough for Dante Maddox. Oh, wait, we beat him in the first round this year.
This is fun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
Oh,
yeah. Oh
yeah.
yeah. Oh yeah. Obviously not a failed experiment, right? You were in the round of 32. Yes, we're not going to victory lap. But again, how fun is it that the expectation, this is the floor. The
Exactly.
ceiling is the floor now. And that is fun. That going into oh, sorry, I almost did going into next year talk. Nope, we're still present.
Still in the
I'm
present.
we're still here. We're still in the present. What other names did you want to shout out then, Johnny, in the meantime?
Or Josh.
Oh, sorry. I don't think we've like talked about, and I know this could be a great transition player to bring us to the speculation part of the game, but like Kylan, this whole entire month has been unbelievable.
Yeah,
Unreal.
that's a
Unreal.
great point. He was awesome today.
And
He was a dog. He was
he like
fantastic.
he showed his passion. He like was a dog and was trying to get to the rim, trying to make plays, like obviously took over when KJ wasn't playing his best, and like he did what is needed for a point guard within the Brad Underwood program. Like it was great to see that type of a leap from like maybe pe some people clowning him throughout the middle of and early of the season, and he took the leap. What's with the eye, Sam?
You
What do you mean?
conning him kind of
Me.
in the early podcast. You just said like his offensive production wasn't quite like I think he scored like 5 points.
It was me. Yeah, I was talking about myself, but like he took a necessitated leap that was very beneficial to the program and can transition us into a player that we can very much look forward to having as our leader next year.
Leader,
Yeah,
absolutely.
I
He was
mean,
awesome.
Brad's been very open about after the Duke game. He said, like, Kylan, I need you to be more of a leader. And it's clear he responded positively to that, and the team responded positively to him being a leader. So definitely proud of that. And he's always someone who's taken on defensive assignments really seriously. Like there's a lot of Trent in Kylan Boswell. And similar to Trent, his senior year, right, was the second team All Big Ten player. Kofi was a first team All Big Ten player. Like, I think Kylan can be a top 10 player in the Big Ten next year, you know? So definitely excited that his arrow is pointing up. It was really like that Mark Sears Alabama game for
That was
him felt
awesome.
like that was like the turning point for Kylan, because he playing against mid-majors, we were all like, what's going on with this dude? Like, he
Yeah.
came from Arizona. Why is he not imposing his will? And then he's really just been such a solid guy the second half. And the hope is you build around Kylan, you build around Tommy and Merez, and then you fill in elsewhere. I was excited to see the lines from Trey White saying, like, I'm in for next
They
season.
basically said they were back.
Yeah,
They
yeah.
basically, again, I'm not, that is not speculation if that's already been reported as a fact, is that they are essentially returning.
Yeah, I'm sure their NIL agents are all upset with them for saying that because they want them to negotiate for as much money as possible.
I
But
can't believe we're talking like since again, don't blame the players, but that's just wild that we speak like that now
like
in the world of
Tommy
college
literally
basketball.
said, I can't say that I'm coming back,
Right.
which I don't know if he that was like a lost in translation thing of like, hey, I can't say that because I'm still focused on this season,
Right.
or if it was like my agent told me I can't verbally say that I will return to Illinois because if I shop myself on the open market or I'm vague about it, then I'll get $1 million to come back.
Right.
But that
Right.
is the era that we live in.
And don't forget, we got to put 600K aside for Ty. So. Where whatever money we have this off season, you got to put half a mil. If he can come back again, in my
That would
mind,
be a story.
I'm gonna assume, just for a hope and an expectation standpoint, to not get myself riled up, I'm gonna assume he's not coming back. If he does, I will be thrilled, build around Ty, but I'm just gonna assume for this thought experiment, this hopefully failed thought experiment, that he is not coming back.
When I sent my text like an hour after the game ended, like what was your guys' thoughts on the way that I bucketed the groups of people?
Actually, just read it.
Okay, yeah. All right. So bucket one was I am putting like a what should I call it? A greenie guarantee.
Oh my God, Jesus Christ. That
Hey
was.
guys, call me Green Bean guarantee. That we're gonna go 3 for 3 on Kylan, Tommy, and Merez. Even though Tommy just is playing the field.
Hey man, that's how you get mono.
Yeah.
Look, what's the last episode? I got crap. I got a couple more in
Two
me.
out of four of this grouping, I think, is returning. And I think one of them has already said he's returning. But Trey, Ben, I'm going to butcher this because we didn't have to say
Jason.
it. Jason, we haven't said his name all year. I was going to go Jack
Burn
Skis. Jack.
the red shirt jet skis.
And then Davis.
By the way,
What? Yeah, let me not
a
finish
red
this.
shirt,
Continue.
and then transferring college basketball is like, that'd be crazy. Like, I don't think I've
That's
ever
the
seen that
dumbest thing.
before.
Yeah, that'd be really dumb.
It will
So
happen to folks. People are going to start doing it, no doubt.
Well, Jason has the opportunity. Don't be the first.
Zero, most likely zero, but potentially one of this group. Draw, carry, tie. And then we get newcomers. We're getting Keaton Wagler, Brandon Lee. They've committed and signed. That means nothing nowadays. Dame. Sar, not Dame, maybe Dame, we don't know. And then my hope is that with our budgets and our godparents of the Shad Khan family, we get a top 10 portal guy. It could be anyone. What did you think of my list?
I think
Yeah.
you were spot on, Josh.
It
There's no point
was pretty
asking for Will
accurate.
back. Yeah, there's no point in even asking for Will back. That was.
And I think that, I mean, fortunately, it seems like Trey is in. Ben is a real wild card because I think there's going to be interest on both sides, but it might come down to more of like NIL budget sort of because Ben is certainly like a useful bench player.
Yeah.
Maybe not the expectations of him being a starter like he was at the start of the season, but I'm sure Brad appreciates him. I'm sure Ben appreciates Brad. And Brad does kind of sometimes have the belief of a it takes a long time to adjust when you're a transfer. So that second year can really be a leap year. That's really what I'm hoping with like the Kylan and the Tommies of the world, that like one of the, like Terrence, his second year was just on a
Elite.
different level. And yeah, that is also just due to like his athleticism that maybe Kylan doesn't have. But another year with Fletch for Tommy, he could really be like an all Big Ten type player.
Yeah, that would be.
We're, I would say Brad is like, there are not a lot of players who like just get stagnant year after year. Like Terrence, even Io during his peak year, Coleman in his fourth year, Kylan improved this year. I think
DeMonte got better each year.
Monte, like it is pretty impressive.
And don't forget, we could get
Yeah,
T. We could get
player
Tira.
development. Yeah, underrated.
We could get
And
Tira back too. We could get Tira. That's another. We could get
could
Tira. We could get Tira Edwards back too.
get
On what grounds? Shrug emoji. Just, on the grounds that I love Champagne so
So
much.
like for Ben, I want to just go back to that for a second. He would have to take a significantly big, which is hilarious to say in college basketball, pay cut.
This is a ridiculous statement.
Yeah.
I hate that. I hate that so much. But
We
here's
gotta
the
get him on a
thing.
team-friendly deal to save some cap space.
Holy
Here's
shit. It's college sports or it's pro sports now, right? It's
correct.
basically the pros. Okay, got it.
Here's the thing. He's not going to go somewhere to get more money than he currently made, right?
Correct.
He, no
Minutes.
matter
He'd get
what
more
he does,
minutes.
yeah, he just get minutes. And so it's like to him, I mean, just how would you, what would you guys do? Like for
What is
Draw,
it?
I think it makes so much sense for him to go to like a max school and like dominate like a mid-major for a season or two and like make tons of money from that and potentially Pajimski it, you know? But for
Yeah,
Ben, like,
DDL has 2 years left, you
yeah,
know? So
for
it's like
Ben,
you could
like,
have like a step back and then a step forward.
for
Agreed.
Ben, like, all glory, like, we get. He gets another year because of Diego Pavia, you know?
Yeah, and what is
Vanderbilt,
it?
oh, Vanderbilt, yeah.
45 minutes away from the Danville Community Church. Like,
It's
it's
a
a
quick
good
ride.
setup. It's a good setup for Ben.
I mean, I think it ultimately comes down to what he values, and if he values money a little bit more than minutes, which is totally fine, that's one thing. If he values minutes a little bit over than more than money, that's also completely fine. But I think we don't really know what he's gonna want to value. We don't know what offers are on the table or what schools. We don't even know if he's gonna get another year yet. So it might be a moot point if he's not even given another year.
I think it's pretty
He's
clear
for
he will
sure.
get a
Yeah.
year.
Really? I thought it
He's,
was
yeah.
still in
JUCO.
the works.
I
Is it
think you're.
like for sure?
Yeah, because he went to JUCO, I think it's now guaranteed. Which
Oh.
he was in JUCO. Wasn't he in JUCO for like 3 years or something?
Yeah, he was.
Won it and then 1 year as a Purple Ace and then one as a Fighting Illini.
Yep.
Wow. What a journey. I would love nothing more than for Ben to come back and have a tournament moment next year. Right, to just hit a clutch three. Let's say we're like a three seed next year. We're playing like what seed do you play in the second round? Like a 7-10
Six
or oh yeah, duh, tonight.
or
Duh.
an 11.
Or an 11. And he just
You're right, man.
fucking just oh, lights it up from downtown.
I mean, he almost had that moment today with that half
That
quarter.
would have made
That would
one
have been
shining
insane.
moment. That could have made one shining moment for sure. And that would have really given us some momentum going into the second half there. So yeah, I'm sure people will certainly have a lot of opinions on Ben going into the off season, but
Yeah, what about Jake Davis though? He was also in that list. He, it's weird. I think he will continue to develop his offensive game. Can he get better as a defender to the point where he's serviceable in the Big Ten?
right. Well, I think Brad knew coming in what he was going to be. I think wouldn't you say he probably played around what he would have been expected to play coming in for Mercer in a first year trip? Like,
Yeah, he's definitely like a development player.
he played according to expectations. It's going to depend on who's coming in on if Jake Davis can stay or not, probably.
I remember when he committed, it was like, okay. Like, I think he was
Like
probably the
2 weeks
first
after the season, it
transfer.
was right after the
Like,
season.
great. Like, we got a 9-point guy from Mercer, like, really hitting the portal.
Yeah.
I mean, I certainly don't think he like fell short of expectations. I can't imagine he like had much higher expectations for himself. So like in that, like from that perspective, it's like, I don't know, maybe he wanted this year to be like a jumping off year, but like I wouldn't think he would come here with the expectation of like getting enough playing time to then bounce
Yeah,
somewhere
if you wanted big PT, you're probably not making the
else.
jump here. But again, depending on who comes in and who leaves,
You never know.
You could be a guy that plays 17 minutes next year.
It's just, it's, I don't like, he, we saw him from Brad in a role that is like the backup four, like if you're a big three or a big four, right? And like that, he can't guard that position, you know? And so it's like he has to be the backup too. And I just like don't, like, why would we have minutes for that? Like in a perfect world,
Yes.
we don't
Well,
have minutes for that.
here's what you're. Go ahead, Johnny.
No, what I was going to say is, yeah, he was kind of like a small ball four. It's still TBD if he could really defend guys at the three. But I don't know. I hope that, yeah, like his body continues to develop. That's where I feel like he does seem like maybe he has an athletic ceiling that doesn't bode well to be a defensive player. That being said, he does seem like someone who would be a culture guy, you know? And Luke Goody, for example, right? Never played a ton of minutes at Illinois. Probably capped out at like 20 minutes a game, but hopefully there's some other, I don't know, off the court reasons that he might be real like culture builder. I don't know, Maddie, do you have anything
Oh, I was just gonna say,
better
don't.
to add
I was gonna
than
say, don't forget. 9 minutes before the first game, basketball game next year, a player to be named later will decide that they're redshirting. So you'll want to have one extra
Oof.
body. So don't forget that. You're gonna want to have one extra body. That's always a fun thing that we do right before the season starts. Is you refresh Twitter and it's like, okay, who's not playing this year? So you do need to have one extra body on the line this year. Ah,
Speaking
so
of, is Chester, has anything happened with him?
yeah, I don't know. I think West Virginia is still looking at their coaching
Wonder if Sincere
decisions.
and Ronnie are just like, damn it.
Yeah.
Would you take any of those guys back?
They wouldn't have
I
started
mean,
this year, since you're definitely not.
I
I'm
definitely
saying
would
this
take
ne
Amani
next
back.
year, Amani, if Merez doesn't come back big time.
I mean,
No, I already said 100% call me green bean
yeah.
guarantee.
I mean, a three big man rotation of Merez, Amani, and Tommy would be awesome.
And
Like,
Jason.
yeah, and Jason, that would be really,
It'd be awesome, except for those four
yeah.
who are
But
spending time.
might not come back.
yeah. But okay, so going down the list, DGL, I feel like it's in the interest of everyone for him to maybe leave. Like,
It's not that
obviously
like
it
I.
would benefit Illinois. But I just feel like he could have a bigger role elsewhere, and he kind of deserves to see that as a college player.
You see it as a benefit for him to leave Illinois, for Illinois.
I mean, I guess when you have 15 scholarships, right? Like, it probably wouldn't be a benefit, but I don't know. If you construct your roster correctly,
If
like,
everything goes to plan,
yeah.
it's not a nice way to say this, but like if everything goes perfectly for the staff, like
DGL is pretty expendable. Yeah.
right, which it's not personal, but.
It's just he's never going to grow 3 more inches to be like the defensive guy. And you're always going to want to have Kylan on your team. So you're kind of capped at how many like true short non-wing guys you
Because
can
he's
have.
not right. He's not a, he can only play the one. He's not a two. So who's he guarding if Kylan's on the floor? If you have no backup guards coming in next year, then yes, you want DGL to stick around. But theoretically, your top priority is like a wing shooter in the portal. Like a top, that's a greenie guaranteed right there. A top 10
Yeah,
portal wing shooter right there is yes, that is fair. Continuing down the list, John.
no, I'll continue. This player shot 40% from the field last year. Kerry Booth.
Okay.
Yeah, gone. That's
Respectful
that is
parentheses,
truly a
respectfully.
mutually beneficial. Like, we do not need Kerry Booth on our team. He does not need to play at University of Illinois
Okay.
anymore.
Respectfully, again, respectfully.
Respectfully.
We're being nice.
Yeah.
People listen to this, Johnny.
I was thinking.
He would benefit from not playing at Illinois either. Like, that
Well,
dude needs
he's
to
not playing at
play
Illinois.
basketball and have a lot of minutes, and it's not going to
He's not playing at Illinois currently,
be
so
here.
I was thinking,
Yeah.
like I'm imagining, based on like what Brad has said, I'm imagining like kind of formal exit interviews with every player, and I think both Brad and Brett kind of seem to have in common that they're like pretty honest at the end of the season. Like what is, I just keep thinking about like what is said about Carey's interview, like yeah, like this year sucked. Like, this sure did not go well for either of us.
Brad knows how to have these conversations of like, hey, Kara, I'm sure this year like did not go as you thought it would go. Like, I appreciate your effort and energy throughout the entire season. Like, I'm happy to support you. And, you know, if it's not going to work here moving forward, like, you forget how much time these guys spend outside of the 40 minutes of game time that we watch, you know, two, three nights a week, like, and the bonds that they do form and how much time is spent in practice. So, like, there are professional and respectful ways to have that conversation that I'm sure Brad and Carrie will have.
Here's a crazy, crazy thought. Just thinking back to Kerry Booth being on first round draft boards at one preseason.
Crazy.
I wonder what his ceiling is. Like, it certainly behooves him not to come back, but like, I'm curious if like in 2 years Kerry Booth would be like a helpful player for Illinois, or if he just is not. There's some guys who are like, he's just not gonna
Balling out at San Francisco or something.
It's crazy to
Yeah.
watch his Notre Dame highlights. It just looks like a different person. Like I don't know how you regress in that way.
But
But
that's got like that's college. That's
yeah.
athletics. That's sports. That's the cool part about sports and rankings. And like, there's so much more to it than meets the eye. And there's so many factors and variables. And there's a reason that not every five star ends up playing like a five star, and every one star plays like a one star. Like, that's kind of part of what makes it so intriguing is like, that's sports.
For sure. Like sometimes you get a guy from SIU who's amazing and Marcus Damask, and sometimes you get the dude who led Notre Dame in rebounding and he does not
Lead the
he's not
team in
able to have a
rebounding.
good season, but
That's why it's
agreed.
fun. Is that part of the failed experiment that people were talking about with like the transfers? Was like Kerry Booth did not hit on the
Yeah, no,
transfer.
I think part of it is just people were like the scouting that they did in the for the transfer portal this year didn't go to plan. Like there was the hit rate was lower than the miss rate.
I mean, I
Yeah,
don't
the
even
hit rate
agree.
was like Kylan, that was a really solid double. And then yeah,
It was getting
Ben.
close to it. It was getting close to
Yeah,
a triple
yeah,
there. If the season
yeah.
were a little longer, I would say if the season were like
Yeah.
an extra game, we're
And you would
sliding into
hope that
third.
under truth serum, Brad would say, like, Kylan and Trey White were 2-year plan guys, you know? So
For
we
sure,
can't
bro.
fully evaluate them until the end of next year. So hopefully that's like Trey. I do think there's another potential leap there with him. Like,
Absolutely.
there's a little more creation available, although sometimes he does kind of put his head down and not play within the
He had
offense.
that one
But
possession in the first
yeah.
half
Yeah.
where he grabbed the rebound, held the ball for two, and
And just no one else
no one
touched it.
touched the
That was tough.
ball. That was a tough one, right? Give him an off season. Get him an off season. Those are absolutely both, Johnny. I agree with you. 2 year guys, where it's like in a year from now, or hopefully a little bit more, like. Let's have that conversation and say, remember a year ago we talked about how let's let Trey and let's let Kylan have one more year in the system, and they absolutely just flourished and took off as leaders. Like, let's have that conversation in a year from now.
By the way, Indiana paid Ballo $2 million, and we got the better Arizona player.
Yeah.
Who?
Oh,
Oh my God.
Omar
Exactly.
Ballo. Yeah.
Oh,
Exactly.
Yeah.
yes.
But
But yeah, I would.
speaking of that, in our list here, right? Josh has top 10 transfer as one of his hopes. Does anyone have anyone on their wish list? I have one player, which I think
I think
we
we all
all have the
agree.
same player.
Yeah.
Is it
It's enormous.
Yes.
It's
Josh
girthy.
Dix.
Yeah.
That
You?
would be.
And there was like a thing that was like Illinois and Nebraska are talking to him, and we're like, oh, great. And then the next day it was like every team in America. And we're like, oh,
Yeah.
yeah, that's right. Like this
That's.
guy who is really good.
Yeah.
But they
It's
had
not
him in
like some
contact.
secret. Yeah.
Where's
He
Owen
and.
going? Does he? Does
I thought Josh Dix had a no contact
Josh
as
Dix
well.
did have a no contact, and then it was still like the best team in the Big East, the best team in the SEC, Illinois, Nebraska. Like,
That's
That
hilarious.
one might be one of the few like genuine no contacts. Like, I'll contact you. Not like I already know where I'm going, no contact.
yeah, seriously, that's like a I'm a celebrity who just his their DMs are flooded with
Yeah.
people. That's Josh Dix right now.
Yeah.
Trying to
I don't
eat.
really know if I have others in like on the wish. I just don't know who's like available.
Yeah, like the
It's
season hasn't
about to,
ended yet.
yeah.
It's
It's
about to
about to
get
open tomorrow and we'll see everyone.
the portal is about to go like the portal's about to portal. Put the player in the portal.
There was a really good, I think it was
Put the player in the portal. It's a Gen X TikTok reference.
there was a really good, like, I don't know, Southeast Missouri something.
SEMO? Southeast Missouri State?
Okay, so
SEMO.
what's your, because Sam's doing this exact thing that everyone does. what's your like criteria where you'll like look at the tweet even further? Like so and so enters a transfer portal, they averaged like this amount of points, this amount of rebounds or assists. Like what do you need to see?
If it's
'Cause
on my
like
timeline, it's important. That's the rule.
then you're about to see a lot of players.
That's fine. They're all important to me.
Like there needs to be criteria for us to like post it or like message like, oh, we should go get this people.
Oh,
What's your
for me to
criteria?
message the recruit. For me to,
Extra.
what's my recruit? What's
No,
my.
just
That's
for
not
us
what I'm
to talk
saying.
about the recruitment, which impacts the recruitment.
Correct.
Because we have to manage our scholarships
Yeah.
now that we don't have film to study.
You know what I am so interested in though is a guy like AJ Storr, who we really wanted last year. We were going to pay a lot of money. Then he goes to Kansas and is just bad. Like, is that someone we're still interested in just at a lower price tag? Or is that, I know there were rumors about his mom kind of being an issue, and that was a part of the reason why we backed off. But do you completely write off guys who have a bad transfer season, or do you say, hey, Kansas didn't do a good enough job of like taking your strengths?
My life motto is if you commit to someone one time and then they back off to your commitment and then you recruit them two other times and they still don't commit to you,
Yeah.
you don't go for that
Then
player.
try again.
Didn't we want him to back off the first time though?
Yeah.
Because we
That
sent
doesn't change this. That
it.
changes one word in my story.
Yeah, didn't we did. We did.
Oh, so that changes everything.
Yeah, we're like, we have Jaden Epps coming
Yeah.
in. You're good.
I forced him to go to St. John's. That'd be kind of crazy, St. John's.
I can't portal yet. It's not open yet. It doesn't open till tomorrow.
Should I just start floating names that I see on the boards? Sure.
Yes.
Let's just
Oh,
get
I did
one.
see Bryce Hopkins is in the portal again.
Yeah.
That's another one. Like you've said no to us too many times. Like we're
He's
good. He
he
also,
don't you
yeah.
like choose the Providence route? Like you've chosen a different lifestyle. Like I don't see you in the Big Ten.
Yeah. He, I think people think he might go to Georgetown. I've been seeing people say another Big East school, but he also like tore his ACL, so we're good.
Yeah, that's a,
We don't.
he's at the age where I'm like, I feel like sloppy seconds if he comes to Illinois.
Speaking of, Josh, you got Sunday scaries right now, man.
Yeah.
This
How
has got to be an all-time Sunday scaries of your
does that
life.
relate to sloppy seconds?
Because he had sloppy joes for dinner, obviously. Come on, get your head out of your ass, Sam.
We actually, in honor of the loss, we had lasagna.
For 13 straight weeks.
For 37 straight, 38 straight weeks. Is this some scare? Is this a fucking crazy Sunday in your life?
It is a crazy Sunday. I think I'm more looking forward to it. So it's like I don't have scaries, you know? I feel ready.
I mean, just because you can also be anxious,
I'm definitely anxious. My anxiety is high, but I don't think it's like a Sunday scary feeling.
that's got to be such an interesting. I mean, let's
Should
just
we
talk.
explain?
I mean, look,
I feel
I
like we've talked about
at
on
this
this
point,
podcast, like if you're a new listener to the podcast and you
great
watch us,
episode to join on the last one. We here's rule one about the border. We post 1 to 2
Commiserators.
loss episodes a year when we lose in the tournament, in the Big Ten tournament, and we lose in the NCAA tournament. So great time for you.
I'm gonna look to see this season how many loss episodes we posted.
I think this is our second.
Yeah.
No, I think it's third, but What was the other loss episode? Oakland? No, that's a win.
Tara Payne, you guys posted after the Maryland loss.
Yeah.
We had to do that. They
Yep. And that was
lapped us.
it.
We
I think
had
that was
to.
it.
What do you guys think? No, this one was a win because it was quartile of death equals over.
That was after the Purdue game.
All right.
Maybe.
Or
Barnstormed?
Michigan
Michigan
game, excuse me. What
Or
was
Purdue.
Barnstormed?
I don't know.
We beat
This is
Minnesota, the
whatever.
barn.
No,
But
we had
yeah.
another loss. I need to
You'll find it.
rolled by the tide. Rolled by the tide.
Oh, we did a
Oh,
post-Bama
Bama.
pod.
Yeah,
Okay, I
yeah.
don't remember that. I could not remember that.
Was the
That's kind
three in
of
Oakland podcast a loss?
I'm so excited. We have
Yes.
to play Oakland next year. It was guys, this is our fifth episode, fifth year doing the podcast, wasn't it? Right?
Yeah,
This was
correct.
a big, selfishly for some of us here, this was a big fucking year. Sam, you got married and we did our 100th episode on the day of your wedding. Josh,
Kirby, you get a scholarship.
I know the season didn't go as long as we would have liked, but you essentially are on the precipice of becoming a father. I found this new salsa in the grocery store that I have been loving with some of my recipes. Johnny, if there's anything, so it has been a big season for us, guys. The podcast goes to kindergarten next year. I mean, this thing has gone through a phase of life. Like, I hope we were doing this for a very long time. I know when we started this, like, all four of us were absolutely in different, phases of life. Some of us are still living together. So it's
In
cool to reflect back on 5 years later and say, like, we're still doing this 100 and some odd episodes into this.
the astronomically small chance that Josh's son becomes an Illinois basketball player, I think we got to like take a break for a season. Like that could not.
Because he's going to be a one and done.
That's a good point. In this
Portal.
hypothetical, in this, if he's made it this far, like yeah, like let's just say he like fuck it. If he's made it this
He
far.
is going to be the first. He's going to be, I mean,
My dad's six
diminutive. He's
feet.
going to be, and you and your wife are on average
Doesn't
what?
matter.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
If
And
you're a
your wife,
6 foot
and
basketball
your
player, you
mother
got
is
to
how
be
tall?
Mike.
Your mother's how tall?
My mother?
Yes.
5 foot, maybe.
Got it. Cool. Got it. Awesome. That kid's gonna have some height genes right there, buddy.
Yeah.
Got
It's the mother's father. That's
it.
right. That's where it
That's
gets
for the
passed down.
hair. That
Yeah.
guy's a
And
stud.
that
I feel like
was.
every year, I feel like we find our footing in this maybe a little bit more. I think this was like a very fun year in terms of the podcast, I will say. I think we kind of let loose a little bit this year and kind of just had a good time. We've kind of shifted away from like I feel like we've become a little bit less serious every year in a good way. Obviously, still remaining very true to like our fandom and trying to talk as much Illinois basketball as possible. But I feel like we've after 100 and some odd episodes, I do feel like we've kind of found a bit of a rhythm here.
Yeah, season one was very much we're going to interview people because we didn't really know how to talk in a podcast. So we let other
And
people who knew how to talk in a podcast talk in a podcast.
we're still learning. We're still figuring it out.
What was season two?
If you have any recommendations, shoot them our way. We're happy. We're open to
We didn't learn how to talk in a podcast, but we started running out of people to interview.
So we brought on people that were
Yeah.
experts in soybeans and
And
other agriculture
cryptocurrency.
and cryptocurrency and other agriculture to sort of fill in the
I was just
gaps.
thinking about
Wow,
that.
I forgot about the Illini NFT guy.
Oh boy.
Was anyone there when we were like invited on the what was it called? Like next
Next name.
nextname.io, yeah.
we're invited onto his RV and we go on the RV and Dion's just in there and he's like, "What's up, fellas?" Was anyone with
Where
you?
were you
Yeah, I
guys?
was
I was
there. I
not.
was there.
What? Where
Yeah.
was this?
It was just like in Grange Grove before a football game. We like
What
go into the
was
RV and
not
Dion's like,
there?
"Fellas, what's up?"
Dion was a great interview. He was very
Yeah.
fun. He was great. Yeah. No,
Okay, wait.
obviously
Season
last year,
three. Season three.
season three
Season
was
three was
what?
probably a low point for us.
That one was good. We did. I was like, we should come up with like a bit for episodes in which we need to like keep under a certain amount of time. So I named like three episodes like the under 16.
Yeah, I remember that. There were some things that we very quickly eradicated. We were talking trust rankings, banners, guests. There were certain things that have come in and out. Season four was obviously the most special. Like, Josh, you will show your if there's podcasts in like 15, 20 years from now, you will have your kid listen to like the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight podcast, and that's
And
just
I
like
hope your kids too.
the salsa, the black beans, and the other ingredients at the grocery store. Sure, yes. That last year was obviously special, and this year is special too. Again, another and you never take for granted a tournament appearance, especially when you win a game in the NCAA tournament. But yeah, podcast goes to kindergarten next year, which is our official way of saying or coming back next year. We're not hitting the portal. Although, should we say it? There was a school that did kind of reach out to us. There was some NIL money. They did offer if we transferred to another podcast school to do podcasts. So we turned them down.
You got that that High Point Online message on LinkedIn.
That's yep. They don't send that to just anyone. They only send it to everyone. So yeah, we will be back next year. Our yearly obligatory thank you to Robert for letting us do this. It was a blast hanging out with him at the bar today, getting to we met his son today. That was cool. Never take for granted the opportunity that we get to do this with you guys every year. So yeah. Never a good way to end this, but anything else, guys?
No, I mean, the Illini season, it's a roller coaster. Every Big Ten season, you're not going to go undefeated, and there's going to be highs and lows, and it's very fun doing this with you all and just being part of the Illini fan base. Everyone who listened, we greatly appreciate it. Everyone who tweets at us and points out the maybe stupid comments that we make, we appreciate that. But it is just like a fun journey that gets us through the dark days of winter. And we were talking about at the end of this game, we're like, it should be warm outside now that Illinois basketball
It's
is
summer.
lost. You're
This
like,
is
it
the
should be
unofficial
summer.
kickoff of summer.
Yes, exactly. We have 5 months now between now and the first kickoff for Illinois football against Western. Like, we need some good weather in here to really bring us out of the like lost in the tournament depression. Maybe we'll lean into it for a little bit, but it was an awesome season, and really hoping that Brad has something special in store for us for next year so that we can in turn have a great
Are you saying that in
podcasting
a way like
season.
Brad's going to stores?
Was that pun intended?
Yeah. Yeah.
We may not be an indie Friday, but Josh's kid is coming outie.
Oh boy.
There we go.
That's how we're starting the
Oh
off season.
boy. I'll give that like a 6.1.
Yeah.
Pretty good. 6 pounds, 1 ounce is, yeah.
No, he was bigger than that on the last ultrasound. No, wait, no. Yes.
When he
You
comes
can
out, Josh
measure.
is going to be like, so what's the tallest he can grow to?
Left,
What's
lefty, righty, lefty, righty. Yeah.
the
It's like
like, what is
punter, punter, punter,
like,
punter.
should I just
Six, three,
have him play the
four.
one in basketball, or like, is there potential he
Nose
can play
guard.
at wing?
Could he play nose guard?
I mean, point to his center of gravity right now.
I think Maddie and John, you summed it up pretty well. But I just you guys thanked all the right people. There's one more person that I feel like should be mentioned because I feel like sitting here on March 23rd, that we have a very good, I don't think you guys know where I'm going with this. We have a very good football team and a very good men's and women's basketball team. And Josh Whitman is so much to thank for this. It's like, usually when we get here, we're like, oh, we have to wait so long for Illinois basketball. We have to wait for just Illinois football right now. And it is going to be an amazing football season, as we are hoping and expecting it to be.
I thought you were gonna just like thank your wife for letting you go to the game the other
Oh
night,
yeah,
but
thank my wife for like,
is
thank you
there
for letting me go to
anyone
the
who's like better at their job than Josh Whitman is at his job? Like
maybe
it's
Chancellor Jones, but
maybe Chancellor Jones. Chancellor Jones
he's in a
rules,
pod.
but Chancellor Jones is hitting the transfer portal. But
The Chancellor
Josh,
portal.
there we go. That's a
Yeah,
good one.
I was watching Josh Whitman's firing John Gross press conference this weekend,
Sir.
and of course he has the classic, like, I was here in the peak 10 year, if we're not careful it's going to be 30 years. He also said right before his last comment before he asked questions was, Illinois basketball will stand up and make us all proud again. And I was like, damn, that one really hit home. Like, it has made us proud since 2017, and I do feel like more like bright days are in front of us.
For sure. There's no doubt. Boys, enjoy your summers. Let's get outside or something like that. I guess that's what people do when they're not watching sports. I don't know.
Be on the lookout for our top 56 Illinois basketball players in the Brad Underwood era. We'll
And we're
for
gonna
sure
do
do that podcast this
well, we're gonna break it
offseason.
down. We're gonna do like eight show. We're gonna like do eight at a time. We're gonna really
Correct.
like
I'm excited for like episodes where we're ranking player 50 to 46.
hey. You don't know where I'm putting ADLR. You don't know.
Jeez.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening this season. We really do appreciate it. We will catch you on the next season of The Boardroom. ILL.